Numbers 15, verse 39, they're told here that they are to make for themselves fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put on the fringe of each border a cord of blue. And it shall be to you for a fringe, that you may look on it and remember all the commandments of Yahweh and do them, and that you don't follow after your own heart and after your own eyes, which you are inclined to go after wantonly. So, they were told to do this, and it was a little practical thing they could do so that they would continually see these tassels and think, yep, well, we got to be obedient to God's commandments. Now, Rashi, the Jewish commentator, he reckons that the numerical value of the Hebrew word for fringes is 613. You'd remember that in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin, each letter of the alphabet has a value. It's called gematria. I'm undecided whether this is a valid way of interpretation, but it is pretty interesting that the numerical value of this Hebrew word for fringes is 613, which is the number of Mosaic commandments. There are 613 commandments in the Law of Moses. But what does this mean for us? Well, straight up, I think it is no bad thing to have around the house and maybe on your person little things that remind you. Little things that remind you of your commitment to God, of your responsibility to God. I used to carry a little seashell that I picked up on the coast of Israel. Just kept it in the pocket of my jeans for a long time. And I don't know why, but just I would touch that and it would strike me that this is, you know, a reminder to me of the hope of Israel. That's just a petty little thing, but it's by these things that we live. It's rather similar to the idea of putting a crucifix everywhere. Now, I have no time for crucifixes, really, but the idea, the principle of having something around your neck and over every doorpost, etc. I'm not advocating the use of crucifixes personally, but that's another story. But the idea of little physical reminders, without going into ritualism, etc., I think this is no bad thing. To have Bible verses on your computer screen coming up now and again, to have things around the house with Bible verses on them, in the toilet, etc., places like that. This is all part of creating a culture of spiritual mindedness. If we don't have the Spirit of Christ, we are none of His. And yet, we are to therefore encourage ourselves to create the right environment to be spiritually minded. If you've got, you know, racy posters, etc., up on your walls, if you've got dreams of wealth, as it were, expensive cars or whatever it might be, constantly beaming at you from your walls and from your screens, well, that is going to be how you think. But our heart, that is what God wants. You know, I've said before and I'll say it again, when I was baptized, I was there drying myself off, taking off my wet clothes, and I had my Bible there, and I opened it at random, and it just opened at random, roughly in the middle of the Bible, to that verse that says, "My son, give me your heart." And that is really what spirituality is all about, where your heart is, where your mind is, what you're thinking about as you go to sleep, as you wake up, as you walk, as you work. Where is your heart? And you've got to do all you can to preserve the state of your heart spiritually. So I think it's not insignificant that when it comes to the Lord Jesus, that people grabbed hold of his hem, the hem of his garment, where those fringes were, and they received healing. And I don't think that is sort of accidental. Of course, he was the one person who was completely obedient. He was the one person in whom the law achieved its intention. He fulfilled it in himself, in his own person. And it was on account of taking hold of that, that we are healed.